The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Risa. How's Risa doing?
I'm just great. It's a wonderful day in Southern California, as usual. I'm
April
feeling great.
24th,
how are you
Risa,
doing,
can
Jim?
You believe it? Jeez, mm-hmm. April. Hey, you know, Risa, there's a lot of stuff that goes on in April when you think about it. It starts off with April Fool's Day, but it's also, you know, Autism Awareness, and then you got Easter and Earth Day and Arbor Day, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, a lot. And but here's one you'd like. It's Jazz Appreciation Month. Do you remember that?
I'm a rock and roller, Jim. Come on.
See? Oh, okay.
But I can appreciate jazz.
Reith, let me see if we could do a stumper for Reith. What's the stone for April? Do you know that one? You put it on your finger a lot.
Actually, I believe it's a pearl.
Well, on an engagement ring.
Oh, it's
ring,
a diamond. It's a
on.
Diamond. It's a diamond, actually.
You got
diamond.
It. We can't stump Reith.
It's one of my two favorites. Pearl and diamonds are my favorites. So.
And I know you know the flower, which is the daisy. I know you know that. I can't stump Reith for anything. I don't know.
No, I didn't know you're, the daisy.
You're well informed.
Well, that brings us up to our hot topic, speaking
it's
of being informed.
Time.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic is my trip. I missed the show last week. I was back in town, but I overslept. I got back late Sunday. I spent 5 days in Mexico City. It wasn't just a vacation, although we did get a little vacationing in. But it was a humanitarian trip that I was on down in Mexico City. And I worked with a ministry that works with girls who have been human trafficked to Mexico from all over the world, and they rescue the girls, or they don't technically rescue them, but once they're rescued, they provide a home and training and trying to reunite them with their families or whatever, all the things. And I was down there for 5 days. It's a wonderful ministry. They are taking care of girls off the street. They're building new buildings. They're getting them jobs. The girls are learning how to work and how to function in regular society. And I just had a wonderful time. And, of course, it was wonderful weather. But did you know Mexico City is 7,000 feet above sea level? So you
wow.
can have a little altitude sickness there, which I took some pills for. But it was beautiful. It was lush. It was green. It was a wonderful time to travel to Mexico City. So that's my hot topic. Jim, what's your news update?
Risa, do you kind of get out of breath when you go around doing things? 7,000, that's kind of high. Well, anyway.
It was very high.
So anyway, hot topic. We got still on the president's to-do list, redo Obamacare and build a wall. And Trump's pushing both. Well, here's the thing. They need funding for the wall. What's it going to cost? Okay, they're talking about an estimate of $12 to $15 billion to build this long wall. And there's areas that's be a little difficult. Now, guys, remember, you know, we've all had these things, I suppose, every once in a while. Oops, got a shutoff notice. Well, April 28th is the deadline. The government's going to be shut down due to the funding situation, so they got to dig up some money somewhere. Because we don't want the government shut down. Now, here's the thing. It's all this stuff has to go through Congress. And at the last minute, from what I've seen, they figure out something in the last day or so. So, anyway, the little flight interruption, they had another little mishap on an airlines, American Airlines, had an incident where somebody pulled a baby stroller away and it caused a situation, but they came back right away apologizing and squared that away. So, you know, I guess there's a little tension on some of the airlines. And a record was broken when Scott Kelly spent 522, that's a lot of days, in space. 522 days floating around. So anyway, North Korea threatens to fire on the USS Carl Vinson, the supercarrier we have off the North Korean or off the coast of Korea. And if this were to happen there, well, anyway, we don't want to go there. So the end of the turmoil over there is what we're looking for. So hopefully they'll come to some kind of resolution. An election appeal was denied, and there's so many. See, this all has, it's all political. That's the problem, and they got to make quick decisions. So, you know, guys, we want to get really on top. You know, I've never seen some of these situations where we have so much going on at so many different places, but maybe it's because it's coming at us so fast. Four-year-old toddler.
There's much stuff going on everywhere, but it always has been. We just haven't been paying attention. But that brings us up to our first commercial.
It's commercial time. And drum roll. Okay. Did you hear about the 4-year-old little toddler that fell off the back of the bus?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
But they surrounded her and picked her up.
Picked her up, got her off. She was safe. She just had a little jaw situation. But
Easy Way Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. Easy Way Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to Easy Way Magazine today by following Easy Way Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact@EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way. Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. Easy Way specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
That's right.
Hey, Reese, did you hear about the hash browns?
No.
Well, an Illinois hash brown company had to do a recall. Why? You'd never guess this one. I could even stump Reese on this one. Because there was little golf ball particles in the hash browns. Wow. I mean, anything's possible, right, Ray? Anything is possible if golf balls can get into your hash browns. I don't know.
I guess.
But anyway, Ray, we got a real special. We got a special guest on today. If he's on with us here, he's the founder of the Medical Alert, Helped by Fallen and I Can't Get Up, and he's also founder of Better Visions for Children. Tom Kiltago, Tom, are you on with us?
I'm here.
There he is, Tom, Risa Gray, Risa, Tom Kiltago.
Hey, Tom, welcome back.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you.
Now guys, I want you to know that Tom is, now, Tom, I don't know if I'm going to get this exact, okay, it might be a year or two up. 94, is it?
Not yet.
Okay,
92.
I'm pushing it. Oh, you're only 92. Oh, Jesus. Okay. But anyway. You're a good example, Tom, because we talk about the resilience factor, and you just keep going. You were the founder of the Medical Alert, and you keep moving with the Better Visions for Children. So talk to us a little bit about what's going on in your life at 90, 92.
Jim, my voice is kind of going in and out. I hope you can all hear me. But we've been in this business of helping children see better and helping save their lives by identifying eye cancer early enough. And we've been doing that for about 32 years. But now we've gotten into something that's really very exciting. We have, for the first time ever, enabled parents, grandparents, to test their children at home instead of waiting around for us to do it or being in a place where we don't do it at all. Anybody can do this. They can get the eye kit. It's an eye test kit. It's fun for the kids and an absolutely vital thing because nobody's testing these kids. One of the facts is that in a very affluent county here, San Diego County, only 3 or 4% of the children ever get an eye test before they start school. That's responsible. But anyway, we are enabling people, and especially underprivileged families have low income, no income, to do this, and to do it frequently, which is very important. They get the kids free of charge, always free of charge from sponsors. And so, and we're in the process now of signing up sponsors. We have several already, 76 gas stations, Audi, division of VW, who badly needs some good PR at this point, and the world's largest bank, who are active in Mexico and many other countries. But we need more sponsors here locally. And
now, Tom, does the kit test for the eye cancer or for vision?
The kit, good question. The kit identifies the two most important problems that children have with their eyesight before they start school. One is the problem that I've been troubled with all my life called amblyopia, otherwise known as lazy eye. It's not lazy eye, it's blind eye after age 4 or 5, irrevocably. And eye cancer, which is called retinoblastoma, fatal, almost always fatal because we don't get to it in time. It identifies these problems almost immediately, and the tests that we the kit has a very special chart that can be used with these children even before they become verbal, which is important because the earlier you get to these problems, the easier it is to solve them. The problem of amblyopia, lazy eye. Well, here, believe it or not, the patch, which is part of the kit, eye patch, does 3 things. It's just priceless. It identifies the problems in the first place. It can identify amblyopia and eye cancer. It also is the cure for amblyopia. It is the very same thing that the ophthalmologists prescribe and put on the child, which is a patch, same patch that covers the good eye to make the weak eye work better, and it does so permanently if it's done in the first few years of life.
Wow. Wow.
And the third thing it does, quite important, is help to prevent bullying. The patch itself has a graphic that helps to do that. And by the way, eye problems are the leading cause of bullying. A kid wears a patch or wearing glasses or has the problem of the eyes moving around.
Yeah.
And, something called strabismus. All these things, problem of bullying, which is now very serious. Kids are actually committing suicide because of this problem. Anyway, so the kit does these 3 things, and free, always free to the user. The kits are bought by the sponsors and given out. And here are some of the benefits the sponsors get. This is an amazing things that they benefit from. One of them is increased business. They will get people coming to their place of business because of our promotions and their promotions. Word of mouth, videos, social media, various other things that we're able to do for the sponsors. It also helps, of course, just have children see better, play better, work better, live better. It helps the veterans who will be handing out these kits at the facilities of the sponsors. It helps to employ the handicapped people who help put these kits together. It gets them free publicity they can't get for themselves. We're very good at getting publicity even before the events and certainly at the events. it's also a tax write-off for the sponsors.
A lot of benefits.
We are 501c3, have been for 30 years. And
Tom,
and one of the most important things of all is that we will guarantee that they will be used properly or we'll buy them back.
Yeah.
We don't want them ever sitting around someplace gathering dust, so we'll buy them back at the same price we sell them
and
to.
Tom, I had a question. You know, if one eye is kind of infected, isn't it called sympathetic eye, where if one eye gets an issue, it spreads over to the other eye?
Well, it does. And as a matter of fact, what it does do, and I've had this problem all my life, is that even after it's set in stone, you have a bad eye and a good eye, or a fairly good eye, it interferes with the vision of the good eye.
Yeah.
I'm frequently wearing a patch over my bad eye so that it doesn't interfere with the better one. Actually, the better one isn't all that good. And that's one of the things that happens very often to the kids that wind up with amblyopia because they have no depth perception, kind of important when you're driving cars and so forth to know how far they are from you.
And Tom, there's no boundaries on this. I remember you telling me about who was the president, Jimmy Carter. His grandchildren had that, didn't they?
Yeah, both of them. Not a secret, he mentioned this in the speech he gave. The granddaughter, they found out she had it because she stuck a knife in her eye. She didn't do that intentionally, but she just didn't know where the knife was. And then with the grandson, they found out he was he was into the fourth grade before they found out that he had it also. He had been able to just game the system, and that's what kids will do. They don't want to be singled out as misfits. They can literally, and I did some of this myself as a child, they can literally pass the tests that are given by the nurses in many schools. They're not very good tests to begin with, but they can figure out how to pass the tests. And what his grandson did while he was president of the United States.
Tom, how can people get in touch with you if they want to donate, if they want to volunteer, if they're even interested in getting kits? How would they get in touch with you?
Well, one of the simplest ways is the phone. They can call us. The number is 714-637-4034. And they should also go to the websites that we have set up for this purpose. One of them is icbetter.org. You spell out the I as E-Y-E-C-S-E-E, better.org. And then a newer one is donatefives.com. Donatefives.com.
Donatefives.
You know, we're happy to have people call us who are interested in either becoming an agent to help get the sponsors or sponsors who want to do the right thing for their.
You guys, I want everybody to know Tom is a real sportsman because I got him last minute because the president of China's daughter, the former president of China's daughter was over at the Nixon Library, and they wanted some World War II veterans. And, you know, they asked me if I knew any World War II. So I grabbed Tom, and, you know, we headed over there. Right, Tom? We enjoyed ourselves, and you wind up getting some pictures with the with Mrs. Lee, and I think it got you on the cover of a magazine in China, which we still have to get. But anyway, Tom, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for being on, Tom. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you again,
Appreciate
Tom. It. All right, we'll be in touch. Bye-bye. So, Aretha, Tom.
And it's
smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, today I'm just going to give a quick little talk about batteries. Batteries are in the news again. Yeah, they're exploding all over the place, it seems. It seems like it first started with the hoverboards, which I happen to be a first adapter to. Mine didn't explode, but I have unplugged it. Then we had the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 that was exploding all over the place. Then we had some headphones that exploded and even some iPhones, and it is the battery. It has been identified that it's definitely the battery that's blowing these things up. So why is that happening? Well, by nature, lithium-ion batteries are dangerous. They're inside of all of our electronic devices because they're the best batteries to use for the longest life. They can make them thin, they can make them small, and they can last all day. Well, the problem is we have demanded, they've been using these batteries for years, but we've demanded that they get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. Consequently, they have started just being too small and too close together. They have all these parts in them that I'm not going to bore you with, but they're all volatile parts. So they can get hot, they can cause gas, they can do all kinds of things that ultimately makes them explode into flames. So sometimes it's a production flaw, like with the Samsung Note, there was a production flaw with the actual batteries. And that can be one of the problems. It can be a design flaw with the actual instrument. As they get smaller and smaller and smaller, things get closer and closer together. And if they touch, you have a volatile situation. And then some is user supply damage. User would be me. Damage would be me dropping my phone on the floor every 5 to 10 minutes. That's right. We can cause our own problems. And sometimes it's the cheap chargers that we use, too. Sometimes it seems like a good deal, but if it burns down your house, that $2 charger is definitely not worth it. So what can we do? Don't leave your gadgets plugged in, charging when you're not around to see them. Inspect your gadget on a regular basis. Make sure it's not bulging, that it's not overheating. If it is, take it back to the manufacturers immediately. Don't wait till the last minute. And when you do charge your phone, make sure that you're nearby watching it charge. So if there are any problems, you can get to them right away. So, again, that's my tech time for today. Yeah, it's not one of those real exciting things, but it's very important. Watch your batteries. And that brings us over to Jim's Gym.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Okay, guys, I want you to listen and pay attention when Aretha does her little tech time, because this is important stuff. How would it look if all the little kids are watching TV and they see the little Energizer bunny going across the screen and it blows up? That wouldn't look good. So let's watch our batteries. Let's keep them checked and do all that kind of stuff. So anyway. So what I'm going to talk about, a little age issue here, and what I'm saying is age is irrelevant in a way. Look at Tom. He's still cranking. Many people think when they get to a certain age, close to retirement, they got to start thinking old. They move a little slower, they get up a little slower, and they start to shuffle. Well, the way I look at it, the way in which you think determines the outcome. I think you could be in your 80s and 90s or whatever, and just keep going. you have to just be in shape. I've seen videos of people that are in their 80s and 90s and are still doing the gymnastic stuff. So you can be active and good at sports, whatever you want. It keeps you going longer. And just, you know, watch the diet. We've gone over this many times. Watch the weight gain and stay on top of things. So in parentgiving.com, I got a few little tips for you I found in an article. I like doing the top 10. So I'll just hit you with these real quick. If you're in the situation where you smoke, try to stop smoking. That's a big negative. And like I say, these are general. Keep active. It's very easy to get in a situation where you have time off, and I read articles where people start watching more TV and so on. Just take time to move. Just little walks every once in a while. It doesn't mean you have to get in a big routine over at the gym for several hours a day. Actually, the number of hours a week is amazing. It's just do some research. We have it on one of our archive shows. It's just several hours. And that just keeps you moving. Do your stretching. So number two is, like I said, keep active. And then three, they have eat well. And four is maintain a healthy weight, which is very important. You know, the statistics on the weight, the more illness you get and the different ailments that come at you. Prevent falls because, you know, you slip and fall, you hurt your hip or whatever. It takes a long time to heal up. Stay up to date on your immunization and other healthy screening. Well, you know, Tom was mentioning the eyes, but that's for the children, basically. Prevent skin cancer. I've been through situations, you know, out in the sun a lot. And what you do, you go to a doctor and they take this little zapper. It shoots some nitrogen. And number eight, get regular dental, vision, and hearing checkups. And manage stress. And then fan the flame. Learn more about physical changes that come with aging. So stay active, be healthy, and that'll keep you going. There you go, Ruth. And I know you stay active, and that probably helps you keep going because you just go all over the place. So there you go, Jim's Gem. And
Tom,
you know,
it's time for Carmelita.
It's Carmelita's Corner.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. And right now we're looking forward to having my great guest on today, Chris Ward. He's got a wonderful program going. Chris, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning to you.
All right, now.
Such a wonderful Monday morning. How everybody doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm sure you are, too. Anyway, I want to let the audience know a little bit about you. You've got a great venture going here with your organization, Life Driven Foundation,
yes,
which you are the founder of. Can you tell us how that came about, how you came about founding this organization?
The Life Driven Foundation was founded in 2005 after I was diagnosed with colon cancer. And after going through radiation, chemotherapy, and surgery, and then more chemotherapy, I started the Life Driven Foundation. So to benefit kids battling cancer. So it's my way of giving back. The Life Driven, we have a program called the Life Driven Project, which grants miracles to economically disadvantaged children battling cancer. So we work a lot with Cedars-Sinai Hospital, and that's what we concentrate on, putting smiles on the faces of kids battling cancer.
So this is something like a Make-A-Wish Foundation kind of venture.
It's very similar to Make-A-Wish Foundation. One of the only differences is we kind of follow our families. So everything that we do, we include the whole family and all of our fundraising projects and softball games and boxing matches. We always keep in touch with the whole family and of course, the kid who is going through cancer and make sure that they're always invited out. And, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, we always just follow up with all our cancer families. We don't just do one thing for them. We keep them involved with our foundation throughout.
Well, that's good. And it's great that you're keeping the family bond there, too, connected
right.
with your what you're doing. I just feel that you're one of the fortunate ones who came through chemotherapy because the statistics are not that great as far as the survivors go. There's more that I'd like to share with you about that, but you are one of the fortunate ones. So you're doing
right.
by giving, like you said, by giving back to the community. And you have a
right.
big event coming up, too, on April the 28th. Can you tell us about that?
We have a big fundraiser coming up Friday, April 28th, 5:30 to 9:30 at Beverly Hills Infinity Car Dealership. It's going to be in their showroom. It's going to be a great fashion show. We have two great designers. We're doing some presentations of trips to Disneyland for kids. We're giving out a scholarship for kids with cancer. We're honoring one of my friends who passed away from cancer in January. So it's just going to be a fun event to come out, you know, help us celebrate all the people who've, you know, going through cancer, you know, giving back. It's going to be free food. So, you know, we invite everybody to come out, you know, have some fun, see what we're all about.
Yes,
it's
I understand this is also a fundraiser. I plan to get a ticket, as a matter of fact. I want to get one of your VIP tickets.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I first found out about this through Carla Gordy.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's one of our angels in this city, always doing things to give back to the community. She's going to be amongst some of those that are going to be attending the celebration of life also for Linda Hopkins. We've got quite a few people from the entertainment world that are going to be supporting that. Do you know of Linda Hopkins?
I'm not familiar with her, but I'm very familiar with Carla Gordy.
Yes, well, Linda Hopkins is one of our premier entertainers. She was on Johnny Carson's show 161 times. She's got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. You probably would recognize who she is, you know, once you learn a little bit more. But, I mean, you know, that's a generation that was ahead of yours, no doubt. And, it's you know, it's just amazing to me sometimes, know a big names, you know, like even Elvis, as big of a name as he is. Some of the younger people may not know who he is, you know. It's just the way it is. Each generation has its own stars, you know. But Linda's one of our legends.
Right. I've talked to kids who don't even know who Michael Jackson is, really. So,
well,
you're
know,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And naturally to us, he was one of the biggest
right.
legends. And probably it'll be a matter of time where he's actually the leading star right now who's making more money since he's gone on to another world, you know.
Right.
It's
right.
amazing.
Yes, it is. Yes, it mm-hmm. is. Yes.
And, oh,
so,
yeah. Oh, by the
we
way,
we just want to make sure that all of your audience is going to come out to our event. They can buy tickets at our website, lifedriven.org, LifeDriven.org. They can buy tickets there, come out, help us, like you say, celebrate life, and put help us put smiles on the faces of all these kids out here that's battling cancer.
Yes, and cancer is an epidemic. There's like the statistics are not too encouraging, but the main thing people can do is become aware and educate themselves so that they'll know what they can do to keep themselves well and empower themselves. And by people staying well, they're actually helping the country's economy because, you know, the cost of keeping people well when they fall out of health is just really staggering. And
yes,
so,
it is.
You know, so we really do need to stay on top of that and keep ourselves balanced, body, mind, and spirit.
Yes, early diagnosis leads to early treatment, leads to a more successful outcome. So we would definitely want to, you know, inspire people to pay attention to their bodies, to their health.
Yes, your bodies do talk to you. I mean, you know, one of the best things you can do is listen to your body.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Listen to your body. It will tell you everything that's going on. I recommend, like you say, people pay attention to their body. Go to the doctors early. Don't let anybody tell you not to go to the doctor, and always seek out your own remedies and your own treatment.
Well, everybody's different, you know. No two people are the same, you know. No one remedy is good for everyone. We do have to find our own way, you know, find our own pathway. And stay on track. And exercise, of course, is so important. And it's one of the best ways of getting oxygen. And oxygen actually kills cancer cells. There's some very natural things that we can do. And even laughter, that's one of the cheapest ways to get oxygen. You know,
I would
just be
definitely
happy.
Agree. Yes, I would definitely agree with that. Everybody needs to be very happy, be positive, and that will go a long way into turning your body around the right way. Definitely.
Yes, and then, of course, nutrition. We are what we eat. So we need to be a little more responsible with what we put in our bodies because, unfortunately, our mouths accept anything that we put in it, you know, whether it's good for us or not. So we have to be proactive in selecting foods that are nutritious and organic. It might cost a little bit more, but it costs less to spend more on your food than to wind up in a hospital bed. You know,
right.
So I would recommend people really pay attention to their diets. I mean, to their nutrition, because when you say diet, some people think about losing weight, but it's really a lifestyle that you have to develop, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, Chris, I'm glad we got you on Carmelita's Corner. That
I'm glad
you
to
came
be
out as a guest. I'm looking at your information here. We recommend that everyone go to www.lifedriven.org where they can order their tickets, and it's going to be at the Infinity of Beverly Hills Showroom at 8825 Wilshire Boulevard, Beverly Hills. And I will see you and your lineup. I understand you're going to have fashions and art and music. And
right.
And who do you have anyone in particular who's performing on your lineup?
We have celebrity guests going out. We're not throwing any names out there. We're just going to let everybody come down and enjoy the fun and the festivities. I will tell you this, for having me on your show, if people mention your show at the door, we'll give them $10 off their tickets.
Hey, that sounds good, Chris. And on that note, we're going to sign off now, and so I'll be seeing you there Friday, April 28th. Oh,
look forward to seeing you. Thank you for having me on your show. And
okay, Chris.
Hello to all your guests.
All right. Carmelita's Corner. Thank you, Carmelita. And
I understand
we're
going to have a living, breathing commercial coming up. None other than...
Easy himself.
Zooli himself.
Well, I try to get him
in
every once
in a while. I know
he's
got to have theme music coming on first. There it is.
That is...
Well, I love you guys. You guys are a crack up. I have to have the theme music, right? Hey, Dad, what's going on? Rita, great.
The music.
Radio Boom is
roll
live, man. Our lines have been blowing up the whole time. Woo!
We're cranking. And I'll tell you.
Yeah, I got lots to tell everybody. I mean, the main thing I wanted to say is thank you to all the fans out there that watch me and enjoy Radio Boomers Live and Easeway Broadcast. And Danielle, hey, how you doing? So we're live right now on Peaks, which is a new app that allows you to stream live and make money. You can get tips, you can make money, you can crowdfund, you can actually sell product on the situation live. And so I'm live with all my peakers right now. I got your channel coming up soon. All right, hey, Daniel, cool, man. I appreciate it. So Easeway is going to actually have a channel on this platform, which is it's kind of like a Periscope, like a Facebook Live. You know, you do it from your phone, and you can make money at the same time. I mean, I made I think in one night close to $75, and then you know they take a little percentage as the housing unit, and then you can put it right into your account. And I mean, I think it's gonna be one of the top apps.
Amazing.
That's pretty much out. Yeah, no, it's beyond amazing. And so, you know, live on air, you guys check out peaks.com. My account is Easyway. Our channel is going to be Easyway Vision. And we also got the Easyway Visa card coming out. You know, the Easyway Visa card is going to be available, I believe, in May. And that's in conjunction partnership with Tim Brown from the NFL Hall of Fame. He's a 9-time Hall of Famer and Agora Advantage. And that is going to be a card that's going to be raising funding for a lot of nonprofit. So every time you spend on the card, you will be giving back. As well as we're going to be providing rewards. Yeah, we're going to be providing rewards incentives. So when you use the card, you can get Easyway services. Because, you know, everybody's coming to us and wanting us to promote, wanting us to put them out there, wanting us to do what we do with Easyway Broadcasting. And so every time you use
this
the card,
amazing.
You buy gas, you buy food, whatever, you're able to get Easyway bucks. And then use those Easyway bucks to get the promotional services. So we're on air, we're on radio, we're on television, we're on Amazon Fire TV, we're on iTunes, we're now with Women's Broadcast Network, so we're on Apple TV and Comcast, and I mean it's all over the place. Voice America, Fan TV. I mean Easyway is massively expanding, and so you can actually get. I mean we charge thousands and thousands of dollars to broadcast. I mean how expensive is it to get on TV or get on a magazine or get on radio?
Oh, look at
those
commercials! They're ridiculous.
Yeah, and just by using the Easyway Visa card, you'll be able to get all those incentives. So that's coming out here real soon. You can pre-sign up at easywayvisa.com. That's our program and how we're going to be doing it. We appreciate Agora Advantage and Tim Brown for that. Mm-hmm. And so we just got the green light. I can now talk about it on air. I can now tell people, you know, what's happening here. So definitely go pre-sign up for Easyway Visa card. It's going to be pretty awesome. And then, you know, we got the magazine coming out hopefully in June. You know, we have all these amazing contributors and celebrities and whatever. And so we're really behind the scenes linking up with some very serious players, some real high-level influencers. Dad, you know, Rita, you know. And then the other thing that I want to release news-wise is we are going to have the ability, guys. How would you like to have Radio Boomers live on TV to be able to watch it visually?
On TV?
We have an easy way. Yeah, we have Easyway Tube, which is kind of like YouTube. We have EasywayTube.com. So we're going to make a Radio Boomers channel on Easyway Tube. And so not only will you have the shows on radio, but now you'll be able to watch it on TV. We can actually create, you know, episodes with guests. And I mean, we'll be doing a lot of things, but it'll be on the Radio Boomers Live channel. on EasyWay Tube. Then you can embed that. We can put it on EasyWay Broadcasting. So we're going to have the radio, the TV, the magazine, and the news, you know, kind of like Huffington Post. We're going to have the news blog posts and stuff. So compliments of Prometheus Conway. They're going to be redoing the site, and it's going to be really fantastic. Right now, the site's pretty awesome, thanks to Gucci and Alimio.com. I mean, we have a great team. And just want to thank all the listeners, man. All the listeners have been great. You know, we got a lot of great things coming up. So subscribe to Easy Way. In many ways, just text Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y, to the number 21777. Or you can simply just go to easywaymedia.com and just subscribe. And so lots of other stuff, great events. And, you know, we're linking up with great people. There's going to be in the calendar. You can download the app. And I talk too much. Go ahead, Dad. Shut me up.
And Eric, you're learning some of the different, you know, genres of football and some of the different celebrities. Because Eric and I, we were at a Trump golf course out in down around the Rancho Palos Verdes, and I knew some of the people, and Eric knew some of the people, but the people I knew, Eric didn't know, and vice versa. One of the guys was a football player, Rosie Grier, and I said, "Oh, there's Rosie." And Eric didn't know who that was, but then he found it after a while that he was a popular football player. And now you know Tim Brown, and so you're starting to get into that, starting to get familiar with some of the sports people. It's funny, the generation gaps.
We're now the other end of the generation gap. Before we were the young ones, now we're the old ones. Jim, what can we say?
Remember the article today, Reese? You got to think young. You know. But it goes so fast. I was the new guy on the block. And now I'm the more experienced guy on the block. But there's just so much stuff going on. And, you know, it's like you said, Reese, we're talking about the news. My head is spinning when I'm doing this news report. There's just so much stuff. But I think it seems like there's more because it comes at us so fast today where, you know, back in the 60s, we couldn't pick up our cell phone, you know, and do something and then –
And there was no Easy Way Broadcasting where you could do all the fabulous things that are done the easy way.
Exactly.
Times have changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, everything's on the Easy Way app, guys. You can get all things Easy Way by just downloading the app. Just search for Easy Way Mobile, Easy Way app. It's all over Google. It's on the Apple Store, Android, Google, everything. And EasyWayMobile.com. And it's always letter E, letter Z. So EasyWayMobile.com, download the app. All the stuff that we got going on. Peaks is actually on the app. All these platforms that we work with. We're working with 100 different platforms right now. Can you believe that? 100 different platforms, 50 something affiliates, you know, a lot of different people all around Easy Way. And I was told that somebody said that they heard about us in Egypt. Somebody said that they heard about us in like New York. I mean, like when I'm talking to people, they're like, "Oh yeah, I've heard of Easy Way." And I'm thinking, okay, well, Easy Way is a phrase. I'm sure you've heard of it. And they're like, no, the gold Easy Way thing. You guys do broadcasts and, you know, with celebrities and stuff. They know about us. You know, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, I think, you know, like
China.
Like you're saying, we were talking about it. It used to be 2 tells 4 tells 6. Now it's 2 tells 400 tells 60,000. It just spreads out there so fast. You know.
So one other thing I wanted to talk about too is the Peaks app I was telling you about. And Rita, you need to put this on your next text time segment. You guys can actually download Peaks and you can sell products. Okay, like right now we got the whole Detox 7 thing that we're kind of promoting. We got, you know, the Clarity stuff and the products that we promote, the Easy Way gear and the hat and the shirts and the hoodies. You can actually take that. You can sell products and services on the app as you're broadcasting. So people can go onto your channel, they can go onto your profile, and they can buy things. So I'm sure that'll make the companies happy. So we're going to be linking up with Peaks with our broadcast, and the companies will love it because we'll be able to sell product. And so I know Reetha's sitting back going like, "What is? I'm going to go download this Peaks thing." Reetha, you got to get on Peaks.
Wait, how do you spell it?
P-E-E-K-S.
Peaks.
P-E-A-K-S. Just
like No. P-E-E-K-S.
Ah, see, that's how I want to know. P-E-E-K-S.
Yep.
There you go.
P-E-E-K-S.
Another thing to put in your bag of tech tricks.
And then tell Peaks the Easy Way sent you, one of our Easy Way supporters, and we brought him yet another celebrity. And, man, we got Reetha Gray on Peaks. Oh, watch out.
Reetha Gray. No.
We'll have Betty White on Peaks, and we'll have all the cast from How I Met Your Mother, and what other things have you done? You just did a movie, didn't you?
Oh,
a spook movie.
Just,
spooky movie.
I just did a movie for Christmas.
Horror story, right?
For Christmas. Oh, yeah. I've got Betrothed, which is a horror movie that's on Amazon.
Spooky movie, yeah. I asked
yep,
you once
and
before,
I've got another one
that.
Coming out not too soon, not too long from now, but I don't know the name of it. It's still renaming it.
Well, you know what you can do if you download the Peaks app and then you are on set when you're filming, you can do like a live broadcast from your phone, and you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
The fans will go on there and they'll tip you, like you'll start getting money, and then you take that money, you transfer it into your account. You just made money.
Just made.
Do I have to change my name to Bam Bam or anything? I mean, this sounds.
Of course
yeah.
not.
It's not that kind of app, right?
No,
Reed, when you get done with those, when you get done with those horror movie, segments that you do, does it ever give you dreams at night after you, spend a day with the monsters?
I have dreams without the assistance of anything. I just have dreams, so.
So yeah, guys, everybody, stay tuned because you're gonna see Aretha Gray, you're gonna see my dad James Zulli on Easy Way Tube, on Easy Way TV. You're gonna start seeing them as a television show, and we're gonna start producing Radio Boomers Live on television moving forward with all of our different platforms and stuff. So just keep tuning in, keep subscribing, download the app. You'll know the information. We'll be putting it out on social media, and they'll be able to be remote. I mean, we even have green screen capabilities. It's gonna be pretty awesome. So I appreciate you guys.
Green screen is amazing.
Yeah, I appreciate
amazing.
You guys more than
Thank
anything.
You,
I love my fans, love my supporters, love all my Easy Way fam. I gotta go because I actually got
Thank
a call
you,
coming up here in the next 8 minutes. So I'll let you guys close out the show. And,
I was gonna say, we're way over time.
All right,
are
guys.
We closing up, Eric? Okay.
Close out the show.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thanks for coming on, Eric, and filling us in on everything. And keep up the good work. We'll be talking to you soon.
All righty.
So that's always exciting to hear all the things that are going on the Easy Way.
Oh, it's amazing, Reed. How do you keep up with all this tech stuff?
I know. It moves so fast, and there's so much to learn and so much to do, but that's one of the great things about Easy Way. You can just do it all in one place, EasyWayBroadcasting.com or Easy Way Media.
And it's time to roll. Until next week, guys, thanks for tuning in. Radio Boomer
all
Live.
Right.
And remember, it doesn't take two times to get up off the couch. Just keep in shape, watch that diet, and move along. All right, guys. Till next week, Radio Boomers Live.
See you next
Monday.
Bye-bye. Hi, I'm Charles D. Watkins of HavanaWatches.com. Our watches are the highest quality for a great price. HavanaWatches.com offers a range of models, including chronographs, mechanical, silicone plastic, and in tungsten steel. HavanaWatches.com provides stylish features. Our top-to-bottom one-year warranty is one of the best in the industry. All of our models come to you in custom-designed wooden gift boxes. We have both Swiss and international design models. HavanaWatches.com. Fine watches exclusively for you.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.